Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I guess the question we need to ask is, when we are back in the office, about office romances. How real are they? How problematic are they? How appropriate are they? And are they absolutely inevitable? Paula Quincy, a relationship and life coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning to you and the listeners on this Workers' Day.
So is it an absolute no-no, office romances? Should that be the interview? Pull yourself together and stop it.
Look, I think as much as some people may think it is appropriate or inappropriate, and it's unrealistic to expect that it's not going to happen, considering we probably spend more time with our work colleagues than what we do with our own family and friends. So it is bound to happen, yes.
All right, so it is bound to happen, so then we might as well deal with it if this is absolutely inevitable. Take us through some guidelines.
I think, first of all, the most important thing before you even consider getting into any form of a relationship in the workplace is, what is the company policy and protocol where this is concerned? Because that will often dictate, you know, the appropriate behavior and steps to take in the workplace. Some companies say it is an absolute no-no. But if it is going to happen, then the most important thing is understanding what the processes are. So in terms of having to inform HR and or your line manager, depending on who the relationship is with, you know, if it's a relationship with your boss or direct report, that can be seen as being inappropriate, you know, and all sorts of rumors, like, you know, sleeping your way to the top, all those kind of things can get thrown around. And so, you know, in those cases, you may have to, the company may ask to transfer that direct line of reporting to another department or another person, so that there is no form of favors or favoritism or anything like that. If it's with a fellow colleague, definitely about, you know, informing HR. Some companies may want you to sign a document stating or declaring that you are in some form of relationship with a fellow colleague. And then also just, you know, keeping it professional. When you're at work, it's work. Don't bring your personal stuff into the workplace. And, you know, conduct yourself professionally and ethically in the workplace. And keep your personal life private outside of the workplace.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking as you're talking of actually a number of cases where people have met at work, gotten married, continued to work in the same environment, and certainly on the most part in those cases, I think fairly successfully. So it can, as long as it's handled correctly and maturely, really can be something that works.
Absolutely, and I think it's about having healthy boundaries. So first of all, you as a couple, establishing how you are going to handle the situation, how you are going to, because people will respond and react to the way you handle situations. So if you as a couple are handling it in a mature way, in an ethical way, in a respectful way, that will set the tone for everyone else around you as to how they will handle the situation.
Yeah, I think really what we're saying is no screaming at each other at the water cooler.
No, definitely not.
That's a no-no. So if you're going to make a list, that would be on that list, right?
Correct. Don't air your dirty laundry in the workplace. You know, this just makes it awkward and uncomfortable for the people around you. And, you know, it's you know, life is tough enough and you know, there's enough stress and anxiety and pressures with just trying to juggle work life. Don't add more to it.
Of course, what we're talking about are two single people, and where it is appropriate and when it is acceptable. What we do see in the workplace, because people are working together, they spend probably more time with other people often than they do at home. The illicit office affair is also one that is very problematic, because there by nature it has to be kept a secret. You can't be informing HR. It comes at a whole another level of inappropriateness.
Absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately, this does happen as well. When you spend such long hours working with colleagues, that sense of intimacy or being close with someone, sharing, you know, personal stories, does create an attraction and a bond. And, you know, that's where you've got to decide, in terms of your own personal value systems and your relationship boundaries, whether you're going to cross that line or not, and the consequences thereof.
And of course, that is something that we just need to make sure that you safeguard yourself away from.